Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery, here. We're going to be diving into a monster slate on Monday today. We have so many games to go through, so it's going to be a little rapid fire today as we try to make sure to cover every single game for you today across the slate. We have multiple games, and we're going to start off with the very first one, the Milwaukee Bucks traveling to the Indiana Pacers. This is honestly one matchup I'm looking forward to. Because Pacers have been playing really well so far. You have them with Sabonis and Miles Turner. That duo is playing really well. Chris Duarte is actually looking like a legit rookie of the year candidate so far. He's actually been a starter for the Pacers. They've been one of my favorite teams to watch so far, just getting up and down the floor. Rick Carlisle hasn't been playing well. Hasn't translated well in the win-loss column so far. They're 1-2, but they do host the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks tonight. The Bucks are 2-point favorites, according to DraftKings. It's a tough one here because I actually really think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to go with Milwaukee and the points here. I'm going to take Milwaukee -2 and sprinkle in a little bit of same game parlay action for you. I think this is a game where Giannis has a really, really big game. I think quite honestly, because he didn't have a good one against Miami, but I think tonight he has a really big game. I'm going to go with Giannis over 25 points on DraftKings. And then as well, if you want to sprinkle in some Domantas Sabonis action in here, I think Sabonis has actually been playing really well for this team. So if you want to sprinkle in Sabonis a little bit, you can get him at 15 points on DraftKings. Throw in the Bucks covering the spread as well. That is plus 200 on DraftKings. Just simply Giannis 25 plus points, Sabonis 15 plus points. And the Bucks -2.5 point spread in the same game parlay action, that is plus 200. So we're going to go with the Bucks to cover the 2-point spread. If you want to sprinkle in an SGP in here as well, Bucks -2.5, Sabonis 15 plus points, and Giannis 25 plus points. I really like that one, honestly. Let's go ahead and dive into our next game. The Boston Celtics traveling to Charlotte, taking on the undefeated Charlotte Hornets. Another tough one here. I really think this could be a really close game, but I really don't know where to go for here because I think this Hornets team is for real, to be quite honest. LaMelo Ball has his team playing really well. Miles Bridges come off a huge game in Brooklyn against Kevin Durant and James Harden and the Nets. I'm gonna ride the Hornets here. I'm going to ride the Hornets. I'm going to take Hornets +1, and I think they get the job done tonight. So if you want to take the Hornets +1, that is -110 on DraftKings, or straight up on Moneyline, get you a little bit extra money, -105. So let's go with the Hornets money line here. I think they're going to get off to a 4-0 start. I just think the environment's going to be tough there tonight in Charlotte. I think LaMelo Ball has a really big game, like I mentioned. And I think Jason Tatum is another big game as well. So we can sprinkle in an SGP here on the action as well. Let's go ahead and take the Hornets money line on here. And then as well, let's take in Tatum and LaMelo, which I think is going to be a really good one to take. Jason Tatum plus 20 points. LaMelo Ball, go ahead and get LaMelo at plus 20 as well. Wow, that is actually a really good bet to make, honestly. Three-game picker right here. Hornets money line, Tatum 20+, LaMelo 20+, plus 425 odds on DraftKings. That is a really good one to take. I would go ahead and hammer that one. I think this could be a really close game. Could go either way, but I'm going to ride the momentum wave here with the Charlotte Hornets. Chicago Bulls taking on the Toronto Raptors tonight at 7:40 Eastern time in Toronto. Another one where it's really close to call. This Raptors team, I think, is playing a little bit better than what we saw previously. The Bulls, are they for real? That's one story I'm going to be writing about this week on basketballnews.com. And I think tonight's going to decide a lot about that because this is a game on the road. If they're for real, if they're going to be a top 5-6 seed in the East, this is a game you go in a tough atmosphere in Toronto, you win this game. So I'm going to go with the Bulls to cover the spread here, minus 1.5. I think they get the job done on the road. If you want to go ahead and sprinkle in a little bit of an SGP on here as well, OG Anunoby, only for 14 points, you could throw him into the action as well. Lonzo, we could throw ahead in here, get him 13 points. And then Zach LaVine, we can go ahead and throw LaVine into the mix as well. I think this is a really good SGP, quite honestly. Four-pick parlay, Bulls -1.5, OG 14+, Lonzo 13+, Zach LaVine 20+. Four picks for +390 spread. I really like the odds of that hitting, and I'm going to ride at the Bulls here. I think it's going to be a close game again, but I think we're going to ride at the Bulls here. Let's go ahead to our next game, the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Detroit Pistons. I think this is a game because there's no Cade Cunningham still for the Detroit Pistons. I think this is a game where it's going to be a blowout. As you can tell already through a week of action, I'm not comfortable with these big spreads. I just need to see these teams in action for a little bit before I commit to a big spread. I'm going to go with the Hawks money line. They're not going to cover outright 11.5 here. I'm going to go Hawks money line, and they get the job done, I think, relatively easily against this team. If you want to throw out a Trae Young SGP, which is what I'm going to be doing as well, I think it's a really good one to take with Trae Young. I think he's going to have a big game against Detroit. We could throw in Trae Young with 20-plus points. Also, you could throw in the assist total for Trae Young. If you think he's going to have a big game in the assist column, this is one where you could take as well at 7-plus assist. And then Trae Young as well with 2-plus threes. See, this is where it gets really interesting. Because if you throw all this in there, you're now above the board. Hawks money line, Trae Young 20-plus points, Trae Young 7-plus assists, and Trae Young 2-plus three-pointers made. You go from a massive money line all the way to plus 115. This is why I love the SGPs, because it gets you back double your money when you don't even think it's possible. So you got Trae Young with the Hawks money line and a big game from him. So let's go to our next game as well. The Brooklyn Nets against the Washington Wizards. I mean, maybe it's crazy, but I'm going to be going with Brooklyn again. They've been burning me a lot this week, quite honestly. I think you can imagine a lot of the same people out there have been burned by the Brooklyn Nets this week. But I'm going to go with the Nets to beat the Washington Wizards at home. I just think this is a game where it's a get-right game for them. It's going to be a tough one because I don't know, honestly, because Brooklyn's burned me. I mean, it's getting to the point where if they lose again tonight, I'm going to have to avoid them for a little bit. But I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets money line at minus 280. I don't know about the spread. I mean, obviously not comfortable with having that spread right now with the way they've been playing. But I'm going to take the Nets money line. I need to get the job done here. And then as well, we could throw in another SGP if you are into that. With Kevin Durant, who had a big game the other night, you could throw in 20-plus points for Kevin Durant. James Harden, we could throw in as well with a 20-plus point game. Wow, see, I feel like this is easy money. Like, you throw in Durant and Harden at 20-plus points, that's a really good chance of hitting anyways. You throw in the Nets money line, it's plus 140. I just love these SGPs. You can go from minus 280 to plus 140 all of a sudden just with Durant and Harden having 20-plus points. So we're going to ride the Nets money line here. We're going to ride Durant and Harden having big games as well. I think they get the job done in this one. This is another best bet. I'm going to throw in a Nets best bet just for those wondering. Nets money line here. Next game, Miami hosting the Orlando Magic. The Magic coming off of a miraculous win in Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. They were 12-point underdogs on the spread. They come back and went outright in that game. So whoever bet Orlando last night, you probably won a lot of money. But let's go ahead and dive into the Heat. They're going back to Florida to play Miami Heat. 13-point spread. I don't know if 13 is comfortable for me, quite honestly. I am going to go within Miami on the money line at minus 1,000. And then we can make things fun here with the SGP. We're going to throw in the Miami money line. And then we'll go ahead as well and toss in across the board here. We can just toss in some good props here to make things really interesting. Jimmy Butler had only 15 points. That's an easy hit. You can go ahead and throw in Bam Adebayo with 14-plus points. I mean, that's a hit. Go ahead and toss in Tyler Hero as well. Let's go ahead and find Tyler Hero on this list on DraftKings for the SGPs. Surprisingly, Tyler Hero is not listed on here, which is a little disappointing. But we can go ahead and throw in, let's see, Duncan Robinson. Yeah, we can go ahead and throw Duncan Robinson in here as well if you want to. Duncan Robinson, a couple threes made, and there you go. You get up above. I like doing my SGPs where they get up at least plus 100, so you can double your money a little bit. The minus ones, you get a little bit of money, but I make sure it gets a little interesting with the plus 100 in there. Four picks in the same game parlay, plus 110 odds on DraftKings. Miami Heat money line, Jimmy Butler 15 points, Bam Adebayo 14 points, and Duncan Robinson 3 3-pointers made. So you're betting on a big night from Duncan there, but I think this is a one where you can watch out for, get your money back. But Heat money line, another best bet for me tonight. I don't know about if they're going to cover the 13-point spread, but that is a monster spread that I'm not comfortable with just yet. But I'm riding the Heat money line as another best bet tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. They are minus 5.5-point favorites. I think this could be a really high-scoring game. If you wanted to get on the action here, I think the over is a smart investment here at 226. I think both teams get over 115 points tonight so that you can win back some money here. I'm going to go with the Timberwolves in this game. I think Karl-Anthony Towns has looked the part of a superstar so far. Anthony Edwards has taken that year two leap, which is awesome to see. D'Angelo Russell is fitting in well as a second or third option. Minnesota has all the offensive pieces that they have on board to make a run here this year. And our own Nekias Duncan wrote in our over-unders piece for the Nothing But Bets podcast preview that he thinks Minnesota is his team that's going to be hitting the over this year. And I don't blame him. I think there could be a team that hits their over, and they're going to be vying for a play-in tournament spot this year. They're a very entertaining team to watch, and I'm with Nekias there. I think Minnesota clicks this year. They're more aggressive on defense. You have Edwards and Towns and Russell. I think they get on the board here tonight against the New Orleans Pelicans, still without Zion Williamson, at home, on their home court, get the job done. So let's take the Timberwolves' money line here, and then the over on 226.5. Already on an SGP on DraftKings, you're at plus 175. But if you want to make things interesting, which we always do here on Nothing But Bets, you can go ahead and throw in a couple of nice SGP bonuses with the points as well, which really makes it a lot of fun. So Karl-Anthony Towns, 20-plus points. We can throw that in there. Or if you feel less comfortable with that, you can throw 15 in there, which is an option here. And then we can go ahead and throw in Anthony Edwards with an SGP of 20-plus points. We could just throw 15 in there if you're more comfortable with that. I'll just go with 15-plus for each of them because that makes the most sense if you just want to play it safe. Understandably so if you do. So let's go ahead and throw those in there. I think that's a pretty easy hit for Edwards and Towns. 15-plus points for both of them. You have the over of 226.5 plus the Timberwolves money line. That's a four-pick SGP at plus 200 odds. I like the odds of that cash in tonight. So that's going to be one we watch out for as well. Our next game here, the Denver Nuggets hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. Evan Mobley looks the part of a rookie of the year so far. He's just been a monster on both ends for Cleveland. He's fitting in very well. He's transitioning right away to the NBA. I think this could be a really rough night for him, though, quite honestly, against Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. I'm really high on the Nuggets after seeing them in person last week for the season opener in Phoenix against the Suns. The Nuggets just took the punches the Suns threw at them, and they made him pay. Like, it was really impressive. Even without Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic look at the MVP, another 30-plus point game. Michael Porter Jr., Will Barton, PJ Dozier, they all stood out to me in person as well. This is a 10-point spread, though. I'm going to avoid the 10-point spread, but I'm going to go and hit the money line pretty emphatically here at minus 525. That's a really good bet, in my opinion. So Nuggets money line is another best bet for me tonight. I think you should ride with Nuggets money line. So let's go ahead and throw in the money line into a same-game parlay. As you all know, the Cidery Same Game Parlay is going to be a mainstay here on Nothing But Bets. I just enjoy doing these SGPs, and if you want to fade me or ride me on these, you're more than welcome to. Jokic at 20-plus points, you can throw in there as well. Michael Porter Jr., you can throw in if you want to. And potentially, I don't know if Evan Mobley is a smart investment tonight, just because I think it's going to be a rough night against Jokic, quite honestly. So we could throw in Michael Porter Jr. at 14 points. I think it's a really solid investment. He's the number 2 option in Denver. So let's go ahead and throw Porter at 14-plus points. And then for threes, this is where it is. Jokic at 1-3. I think that's cash. And you throw in Michael Porter, which is another one here, at multiple threes at 2-plus. Now you're at a 5-pick parlay, Nuggets money line, Nikola Jokic 20-plus points, Michael Porter Jr. 14-plus points, 1 made 3 for Jokic and 2 made 3s for MPJ. That is a 5-pick SGP at plus 160 odds on DraftKings. I love that one. I think it makes a lot of sense, and it boosts you way up from just the Nuggets money line there. Our next and final game, the Portland Trailblazers travel to the Staples Center to take on Paul George and the Los Angeles Clippers. 3-point spread on DraftKings for the Clippers. Really close one tonight, in my opinion. It's wrapping up our action tonight. I'm going to go with the Clippers money line. I just think they get the job done at home, but it could honestly go either way. CJ McCollum looks really good so far this year, even with Damian Lillard struggling shooting the ball. Portland's getting the job done. Nasir Little, Anthony Simons, they're getting the job done as well. This is one where it's really close to call, but I'm going to go with the Clippers money line. I think that's Paul George getting the job done tonight and really making things interesting for them. So let's go ahead and throw in the Clippers money line on DraftKings into another same game parlay. And then we'll throw in Paul George to the mix. I think this is a game where Paul George kind of flexes his muscles a little bit and has a really big game tonight. So let's go ahead and throw Paul George 25 plus points into an SGP on top of the Clippers money line. And that's plus 115. So hammer that. I mean, that's easy money right there. Paul George 25 plus points against a soggy Blazers defense, which I think is struggle historically against Paul George. You have 25 plus points for Paul George plus the Clippers money line. That's 2 picks at plus 115 odds. I love that. I think it makes a lot of sense. If Paul George is a good game, the Clippers win, you double your money. So I love the potential of that happening. So we went across the board here. This is one hell of a slate tonight here for the NBA on Nothing But Bets. We have, let's go through it one more time, just for those out there wondering. I have the Bucks covering the spread at minus 2. The Hornets, plus 1 over the Boston Celtics. Chicago Bulls, minus 1.5 over the Toronto Raptors. The Atlanta Hawks money line at minus 675 over the Detroit Pistons. The Brooklyn Nets money line at minus 280 over the Washington Wizards. The Orlando Magic losing in Miami at the money line at minus 1,000. I don't know if 13 is comfortable for me just yet. The Minnesota Timberwolves, I have the money line at minus 235. And if you want to throw in the over 226 total points, it's a solid investment as well. The Denver Nuggets money line at minus 525 and the Clippers money line at minus 145. So these are all really solid games tonight. And as mentioned, if you want to go back and listen, I'll throw in another written article as well on basketballnews.com, including my same game parlays. Really helps you juice up your odds and make bets a lot more fun throughout the game just based off of spreads and money lines. We can throw in points and other stuff on top of that as well. So that's going to do it for our episode of Nothing But Bets here on a Monday afternoon. As always, go ahead and follow our Twitter page at nothingbutbets_. You can go ahead and follow my personal Twitter page as well at eCidery. And then go ahead and follow Basketball News, our basketballnews.com podcast network, and read basketballnews.com every single day. We do great stuff across the NBA, and we have so many great podcasts as well. You can listen to on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast as well. So thanks again for listening to Nothing But Bets, and happy betting on this Monday.